All right, so continuing to steam forward, we are going to take up item 12, a little change in emphasis, a little shift here, which is to consider and take possible action concerning Resolution 2021-6, which would authorize the board to conduct teleconference meetings under Government Code 54953E. This is AB 361, I think it was monikered. And Karen, the floor is yours.
Yes, thank you, Mr. Chair. Good morning, everyone. Yes, this is about Assembly Bill 361, which was recently enacted as an urgency legislation, meaning that it became effective immediately upon adoption. It was put in place in order to allow agencies in California to continue to use virtual meetings under special teleconferencing rules, so long as there is a state of emergency that was declared by the state. And what the bill did was it added Government Code Section 54953 Subdivision E to the Brown Act. Basically, in order to be able to continue to hold public meetings virtually, there are certain findings that have to be made by the board. And the new law does require that the board reconsider the situation and the circumstances every 30 days and make a decision every 30 days whether the circumstances warrant continuing the virtual meetings. And so today we have for you a proposed resolution. Should the board decide to continue to meet virtually in order to protect the health and safety of the general public in light of the fact that the board meetings are open to the general public, then we would recommend the adoption of the resolution that is included in the agenda packet. Some of the findings that need to be made are included in the, they're all included in the resolution, and we've attached a few documents that support what the current situation is locally in this county. Number one, there must be a state declared state of emergency, and that is the case presently. We have included the order from the governor that declared a state of emergency in the state of California due to the COVID-19 pandemic, and that is currently still in place. We've also included a copy of the county health officer's recommendations, and specifically the county health officer's recommendations state online meetings, teleconferencing meetings are strongly recommended as those meetings present the lowest risk of transmission of SARS-CoV-2, the virus that causes COVID-19. The full recommendation is included in your packet. We also included the Center for Disease Control's recommendations, the CDC's recommendations regarding physical distancing. To the extent that meetings are held virtually going forward under this new law, the new law includes requirements that have to be met in order to ensure that the public has the proper access to the public meeting and the opportunity to participate. And we have a list of those requirements on the second page of the memo that is included in your agenda packet. I'll just briefly note that these are all requirements that the board, CICERA, is already in compliance with in terms of including information in the agenda about how the public may access the meeting, allowing the public to make public comment. The one new feature in this, in this law is that if there is, it specifically states that if there is a technical problem that disrupts the broadcast of the meeting, meaning that the public may be unable to access it, the meeting can't proceed. And so that's something that is important. Again, all of these requirements are there to ensure that the public has access because it is a meeting that is open to the general public. And so basically, if you have any questions about the new law or the resolution, we're happy to take those at this point.
Thank you, Karen. Any questions or comments for Karen?
I just have one question, Karen. That last statement you made that we need to make sure that broadcast is available, but this is kind of like vague. How do we determine it? Because say 40 people are watching us and three of them cannot for some reason. Is it constitute problem with the broadcast or say 10 of the 20? So that's kind of my question. How do we determine it?
That's a good IT question. I know that if from a layperson's perspective, if we are unable to see the participants or Zoom is having Zoom is crashing, that kind of thing, that we, the board members and our staff is able to discern that the meeting is, that the technology of the meeting is being interrupted, then we would signal to the board to pause and not continue to conduct business. On the other hand, if there's an interruption on the side of a audience member, we wouldn't be able to know that, and that's not covered by this law. It really has to do with us using technology to provide access to the general public, and if we see that is not happening, and to my knowledge, that's never happened to us in the over a year that we've been doing the virtual meetings. But if it comes to our attention that is the case, then we would be required to stop the meeting and obviously not continue until the members of the public are able to participate. Because again, the key here is that this is a public meeting open to the general public. It's done virtually because of the current situation, but we still have to make sure and ensure that the public has access.
Okay, thank you.
Any other questions for Karen? John?
It's probably more for Candace. What is the Board of Supervisors current, how do they envision going back to the public participation?
We are really waiting to see. I think our goal is to get to the point, and there's this new metric where we have to be in the CDC's yellow category for 3 weeks in a row. We have to have 80% of vaccination completely countywide, including children, or we have to wait till 8 weeks after vaccinations become available for children, which essentially will probably be starting Monday, and then our hospitalizations need to be below a certain number, at which time we will get rid of the masking order per Dr. Frantantano. So I think our goal really is to wait until we can be at that high level of safety and not have to wear masks through meetings. So right now we have already passed this resolution similar to what's before us today. I anticipate us doing it through the rest of the year. In part, I've got two really compromised board members where federal had a heart and kidney transplant, and Diane had open heart surgery, and last week had to go in for a pacemaker installed. And so we're concerned about their health too. And we don't have room in our chambers to really keep people so far apart and keep everyone far enough that, assuming it starts someone's coming in unvaccinated. So I anticipate, we're sort of crossing our fingers, end of the year, hopefully January, we'll be back meeting in person. And I say that absent a new surge, absent some turn of events, but we're all anxious to get back in person. And I now am meeting with people one-on-one in my office, but they have to wear a mask, when they come in. And for any of you who have sat through any of our recent board meetings, if we're going 8 or 9 hours with a mask on, not my favorite thing to do. I'd much prefer to use the Zoom platform. And I feel like we've been able to actually reach more people, get more participation via Zoom, and we will be going back with a hybrid model where we still allow people to come in via Zoom and participate either by Zoom or phone, even if we're in a live model, which is how I conducted a town hall on redistricting on Saturday, where I did have both live participants as well as Zoom telephone.
So, I mean, I think the upshot for us is we have the statutory requirement and ability to do a month-to-month analysis. Rarely do legislators think through practical aspects, but I'll give somebody credit for coming up with the 30-day idea, because it's really a convenient slice of time to make a thoughtful judgment about the next month and take it literally month to month. We're clearly not in my judgment, we're not really ready to get back into an in-person setting given the constraints. So I think the recommendation that I'm hoping, and we'll see a motion, is going to be to approve the resolution or to adopt the resolution rather. And we'll revisit this on a 30-day basis and see how we go. We're not really set up to go to hybrid. I just want to touch on this briefly because Candace mentioned it. You know, the reality is it's the structure of the boardroom and the mechanics of access. Our choice set's going to be continuing to meet in a virtual setting or moving to an in-person setting. We're not really going to have the luxury, unless we want to spend a fair amount of money, to go to a hybrid model. I'm not advocating it. I'm just saying that's the reality of it. It's a costly and requirement that would involve structural change, and it's going to consume staff time in addition to the money. So our choice it really is to go virtual on a 30-day basis analysis, or to decide when and under what circumstance we're ready to go back in the boardroom. So I would urge a motion to adopt the resolution.
And Scott, yeah, I completely agree with you. But can we also ask staff to come back with some kind of like high level estimate on what would it cost to create a hybrid solution in the boardroom?
Yes.
If we try to go that way?
Yeah, and to be fair, I mean, Gail and I communicate very regularly on a variety of topics, including this one. So I have a little better insight just because of that in terms of what the cost ramifications are. But I think we will agenda that. Gail and I have talked about doing that to provide an update. We can look at what those cost options are so that everybody has a look-see at it and can make an informed judgment on it.
Okay, I'll move to approve or adopt this resolution.
A second.
All right, we've got a motion and a second to adopt the resolution 2021.6. Sorry, I had to look at my cheat sheet there. Any further discussion or comments on the motion?
Just a question. I think we only have 3 meetings left, right, by then to the end of the year, and 2 of them are probably going to be covered by this resolution, if I'm correct.
I can respond to that. If the resolution is adopted today, it would cover the next 30 days, and then we would come back in late November with the next resolution time for the board to reconsider and possibly adopt the next resolution for the remainder of the year.
Right.
And if I may also, I don't know if there's been a call for public comment, but now might be a good time, Mr. Chair, to see if there are any public comments on this issue.
Certainly, that seems appropriate. Thank you, Karen. So at this time, is there any public comment on the item before us? Christine, I don't know if you have access to that. I think you do.
There's no public comment.
Excellent, thank you. Thank you, Karen, for the advisory on that. All right, any further discussion on the motion? Hearing none, let's proceed to a vote. On the motion to adopt resolution 2021-6, Anderson.
Aye.
Chabotarev.
Aye.
Gordon, aye. Holcomb?
Aye.
Kroll?
Aye.
McDonald?
Aye.
Phillips?
Aye.
Watts?
Aye.
And Powell?
Aye.
Motion carries unanimously. The resolution is adopted. We will meet virtually for the month of November. Thank you, everybody.